neighborhood fellowship at Tent and Rural Area, and I have some students here who have been volunteering in this place. So tell me your name, also school, and give us a history and a brief overview of this free clinic.
All right, great, thanks. My name is Greg Martins. I'm a fourth-year med student.
And my name is Todd Hassey. I'm a third-year law student at IU School of Law in Indianapolis.
And we're both volunteers at the Indiana University Student Outreach Clinic, which is a partnership of a handful of professional schools, the medical school, legal with the IU School of Law in Indianapolis, dental, Butler School of Pharmacy, and the IU School of Social Work. The clinic started 3 years ago as a medical clinic, as an acute care clinic, and over the years it's grown. And the first partner was pharmacy, and we have a previous podcast about that, and we have free prescriptions through them. And then we most recently opened up with a dental clinic, but we found that a lot of the free services that we offer here kind of expand beyond just an acute medical need. And Todd, you can talk a little bit about that.
Sure. We were fortunate enough to have the invitation from the School of Medicine at the beginning of 2011 to come in and address what I'll call their extra medical needs for their patients. They're seeing any number of social issues and things that aren't really, you know, followed up on in just a clinic visit from the medical side, but where legal can step in and address so many things that you don't normally think of typically as needs that touch on people's health and wellness, but really do. Because just overall in their lives, there are so many things that are unmet in terms of a legal need. You find with the statistics, and it is the same in this community, that most people have at least one unmet legal need, if not two or three unmet legal needs. And the problem is in some of our communities in which we volunteer, they don't have the resources, especially on the weekend. You know, they're doing everything they can throughout the week to, you know, work and provide for their families. Exactly. And some of these things get pushed to the back burner, and it's nice that we're here in their community, yeah, a trusted resource here at Neighborhood Fellowship, where people can actually come, feel safe, mm-hmm, getting the answers they need, mm-hmm, and have students volunteering and learning. And when they enter their professions, be it medical, legal, social work, mm-hmm, they have this real experience with real people, gotcha, as opposed to just classroom and textbook knowledge. And I think it's just been a perfect bond with all of us together.
Yeah. So do you have any encouragements for the young people out there in volunteerism and helping others?
Oh, absolutely. I think we, all of our schools have a long list of volunteers waiting to come, and it's shown us that no matter what field you go into, if you stay true to wanting to help people, there's a way you can do it. And no matter if it's medical, legal, social work, psychiatry, psychology, anything we can imagine, we found ways to bring people together and serve a community. And it's a real great way for people to work together and get excited, learn, and help people who are in need. So yeah. I think
actually, our organization, Faith, Hope, and Love, has been a longtime partner with IU. Mm-hmm. We work with you guys. You know, we are on the listserv, and we do have food pantries and cleaning up neighborhoods. And the next big one is MLK Day that we're going to be cleaning up. So any last notes from you as far as what do you get out of this?
For me, it's just being able to help, you know, strangers, complete strangers. Pastor Jim here at Neighborhood Fellowship calls everyone that comes in the door his friend. You know, they're not parishioners, they're not clients, mm-hmm, they're just friends. And I think approaching it in that framework, you know, when you're helping your friends, all you want is for their issues to be resolved and for them to have the best life possible. And anything that we can do with our free time is just, you know, magnified through this project.
That's great. You guys are being part of the history of this neighborhood, so I'd like to encourage both of you on that, and part of city transformation. And this is our series, City Transformation. God bless you both.
Thank you.